let you all know that Tom and I have been conversing here and there. We're trying to get some time together to talk a little bit about the structure and direction of that board retreat. Love the ideas that were just mentioned, but I think it's also important to talk a little bit more about how the board might, what is the board's role in the future as we enter these times of uncertainty with workforce challenges and, you know, just some of the issues, that the very real issues that we are dealing with right now. And does the board feel equipped, and where are we at really with our development and readiness to deal with the times that we're dealing with and what it means for the board in the future? Kate, I don't know if you want to say anything more.
No, just that things need to be set. But I think that's Administrator Lappin and Board Liaison Map are working on that.
Okay. Okay. And I know, Tom, you and I will get together. I sent you an email today.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been some documents that are part of our history, and one of them is the study by HRSI in terms of what mental health reform and redesign should look like. It would be helpful just to go back to that study, maybe take a look at, you know, check some boxes and say, yes, we're on track, we did everything, or no, there's still some gaps we got to look at based on that original study. That might be something that could be helpful.
Like that.
Do you know who have access to that document,
Tom? Yep, it's online. I think I sent you a copy, Maria.
Yes, you did. I can get a copy to this team if need be.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move to the next item of business, new board member orientation plan. Kate, you want to